Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. For many Christians, forgiveness is some abstract term that we would rather not talk about. The reason we put off thinking about forgiveness is because we don't fully understand what it is and what it is not. But there is one thing for certain, and that is, if you want to one day stand before your God and hear Him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," you must learn how to forgive. When Jesus' disciples saw Him praying in a certain place, they said to Him in Luke 11, "Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples." And He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Matthew states it in another way when he says, "Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." What this really means is that you are asking God to forgive you in exactly the same way you have forgiven those who have wronged you. It means that you are asking God to forgive you of your sins the same way you have forgiven Johnny who hurt you, who spoke evil of you, smeared your good name, abused you, injured you, or damaged you in some way. I know that it is easier said than done because the wounds you feel are so fresh every waking day. The things that need forgiveness are so damaging to you that the mere idea of offering forgiveness to one who hurt you seems impossible. The reason forgiveness seems so hard is because you think that forgiving that man or woman who hurt you is somehow letting them off the hook, or excusing their bad behavior, or even denying the pain itself, or, as I've heard some people say, forgive and forget, which never really made any sense to me. You will be able to forgive, but you may never be able to really forget. The wound may heal, but the scar will forever be visible. Time does not heal all wounds, because some people may not seek an attitude that allows healing to take place. This may be hard to believe, but some people allow hate and unforgiveness to grow in their hearts from day to day. The resentment gives them a reason to live. These people live miserable and unhappy lives, and they make everyone around them miserable and unhappy. You forgive not because it's natural, but because it is supernatural, enabled only by the Holy Spirit inside of you. You forgive because God did not give you the justice you deserve, but instead He gave you mercy and forgave you of your sins. And now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God now entrusts you with the duty and responsibility to reflect His love by forgiving those who transgressed against you. The Bible said in Ephesians 4, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another just as God in Christ forgave you." Some refuse to forgive because you think it means reestablishing